Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
You're welcome back. Gardaí are investigating the circumstances surrounding a homophobic attack on a man in his 20s in Dublin city centre in the early hours of Sunday morning. Evan Summers was attacked on Dame Street and taken to St James's Hospital for non-life-threatening injuries, where he remains today. Evan took to social media to describe the attack, which has been it's been tweeted and retweeted hundreds of thousands of times at this stage, and received responses from the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and musician Boy George as well. He plays his rugby with Emerald Warriors Rugby Club, and I'm joined on the line by David Donnelly, a representative of the Emerald Warriors Committee, and also I'm joined by Adam Long, who's a spokesperson of the National LGBT Federation, NFX. You're both very welcome to the programme. David, I might start with you. How is Evan? Is he still in hospital, do you know?
Thanks very much for having us on, Cormac. I'd like to just start by saying that on behalf of the Emerald Warriors Committee and all our members, that we're thinking of Evan, his friends and family who's experienced this violent attack. We spoke to Evan today. He's still in hospital. He's actually going for surgery today. Obviously, he's blown away by the love and support that he's not only got from our own club and our family within the Emerald Warriors, but also on a wider rugby community. As you said in the bulletin there, that, you know, the IRRFU have come out today and said that violence and homophobia has no place in our society. Mm-hmm. But obviously, you know, this is a huge event that has happened in Evan's life. So we're all going to be there to support him through it.
Yeah. What happened, David?
So basically, Evan was out on Saturday night with his friends and his cousins. Actually, some of his cousins also play in our tag team with Evan. And he was leaving a venue in the Dame Street area around 3:30 a.m. And there was a violent attack and some homophobic slurs. And then it turned into a violent attack, which caused Evan some significant injuries.
So it turned around really quickly from just a comment or two to something very, very violent.
Yes, that's it.
And how many people were with Evan at the time, do you know?
I'm not exactly sure on the exact numbers, but obviously, you know, it's 3:30 a.m. Dame Street area. It's quite a busy area of the city at that time, mm-hmm. with nightclubs closing and stuff.
Yeah. I know you say you have a WhatsApp group and you all share information, and that's how you or Evan informed you all of the attack. Have you been in touch with him personally, David?
So Evan's part of our tag Nisha division within the club, which we started last year. And he just wrote to everyone yesterday to say that unfortunately he wouldn't be able to play in Wednesday's match because this happened. And then, you know, the love and support came pouring in from him. And then he let us know that he'd like to, go public with this in terms of social media. And we really commend his bravery.
Yeah.
Because I think the thing with a lot of these attacks is that people don't speak up. And I really think we need to speak up against this hate crime.
I think he's done a really brave thing, hasn't he? Because at this time, I would assume an awful lot of people would recoil into themselves and look for a little bit of privacy while you're trying to get your life basically back together again and recover from your injury. He's obviously a really strong character.
Yeah, he definitely is. He is a strong character and a great supporter of our club. And, you know, that's the unique thing about the Emerald Warriors. You know, we as a club, we strive to be part of the positive cultural change for the LGBT community, not only within rugby, but in, you know, the greater Ireland and the world. And today we've got support from that, from as far as France, Germany, all around the UK for teams that we play with on an international stage.
Yeah, well, the story has made worldwide headlines, unfortunately, but the response and the positivity and the love for Evan and the good wishes has also has gone viral worldwide. Can you stay with me for a moment, David? I want to talk to Adam Long as well, who's advocacy and policy officer with the National LGBT Federation, NFX. Adam, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
I must say, I'm shocked at the level of this violence, but is it the norm or is it something extraordinary here?
Well, firstly, may I just say on behalf of the National LGBT Federation, you know, to extend our support to Evan and to wish him a, you know, speedy recovery. I think, as David said there, he's extraordinarily brave in sharing his ordeal. Because I think part of kind of the sinister nature, the even more sinister nature of hate crime is that it targets somebody's identity and it seeks to silence victims and to shame victims. So, you know, we really do commend Evan for speaking out. To your broader question about how frequent it is, unfortunately, it is frequent. It's far too frequent, in fact. And it's a crime that's actually on the rise. And it's something that, you know, we do need to address. I think in this specific case, what will really alarm and distress the wider LGBT community, Cormac, will be two aspects of it. First of all, the particularly violent nature of the attack, and also that it occurred, you know, in and around where Dublin's main kind of gay establishments are. So I think there will be a reassurance piece that's necessary. But just to say that in terms of our own research, we commissioned Burning Issues 2 report back in 2016, and that identified hate crime kind of post-marriage equality. That was the leading priority, the leading kind of legislative demand, if you like, of the community. So it's a real, real issue.
You say it's on the rise, is that right? This type of hate crime?
It certainly, I mean, you can look, there was a report commissioned called Life Cycle of a Hate Crime about 2 or 3 years ago by the ICCL. And they reported that within a European context, for example, that Ireland had the second highest rate of transphobic hate crime, and also hate crime more generally was quite high. And as I said, in terms of just consulting our own community, you see how much of a pressing priority it is. You see, I think, Cormac, this is a signal crime. As Minister Helen McEntee said, you know, when she launched the government's draft bill, and that now really does need to be prioritised. And I suppose to see the Taoiseach tweeting about he's going to be, you know, speaking to the minister, and also to see where the legislation is, that needs to be prioritised. It's a gap. It's a gap in our law at the moment. Mm-hmm. But in terms
so what's,
of kind of,
what's needed, and is it more Gardaí on the streets? Is it greater education among the Gardaí and across society? I wonder, what do you think is needed here?
I think there are a number of elements to it. I think, first of all, we need to address the fact that we are an outlier in Europe when it comes to having no hate crime legislation to speak of. And in fact, there's huge public support for that. A report that we commissioned only a few weeks ago, 90% of the Irish public believe that there should be effective hate crime legislation. So this isn't contentious, I suppose, just to take that off the table to begin with. But in addition to having law, of course, there's no point having a law if it's not effective. So I think what we need to go with that, we need kind of that criminal justice response. But you're absolutely right. We also need to have an education awareness piece. Because I think, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off in midstream. But look, we will definitely follow this up and keep an eye on the legislation that has been promised. Will you give David Evan our best and wish him a speedy recovery? We'll leave it there for the moment. Adam Long and David Donnelly, thank you both very much indeed for joining us.